While the Obamacare health insurance system remains in place, premiums are expected to rise again significantly this fall. That has members of Congress from our region floating ideas for how to protect patients from rising costs. WHYY's Matt Laszlo reports it's not clear if any of the ideas have enough support to become law.
Now that President Trump's administration has halted more than $10 billion in payments intended to help insurance companies under the Affordable Care Act, Democrats are accusing him of undermining the nation's health care system. Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle from Philadelphia sees it as a form of retribution against former President Barack Obama.
It's pretty obvious that as a punitive measure, the administration is trying to come up with different ways to chip away at it and to weaken it and to make it a more expensive product.
A bipartisan effort was underway earlier this year to help prop up the health care system, while Republicans still try to dismantle the Affordable Care Act without fully repealing and replacing it. That temporary plan was to infuse money into the system so that people who signed up for Obamacare wouldn't be punished for obeying the law. Retiring Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of several counties west of Philadelphia, says the blame for that effort failing seems to lie with his GOP colleagues in the House.
The Senate has 60 votes to do it, if I'm not mistaken. The problem is the House.
And Costello says it seems they missed their chance to stop the cost increases. The Congressional Budget Office is predicting premiums will go up 15%.
I mean, I think it's probably too late now to stave off premium increases in the fall, particularly on small business owners that are on the exchanges. Yeah. I mean, so there's about 8 million people there. They're going to get hit with double-digit premium increases, and there are the small businesses out there.
Still, Costello says his fellow Republicans in Congress shouldn't get all the blame because the Trump administration has mostly been in the driver's seat.
You know, Democrats often seek to blame Republicans in Congress for things that they haven't done that perhaps maybe the administration did do, but that's just the world we live in.
Other Republicans from our region are trying to salvage Obamacare. Bucks County Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick says his number one priority is to keep Obamacare's protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
I'm a believer in fixing, not repealing Obamacare. That's how I voted.
Fitzpatrick voted against bills to repeal Obamacare, but he also voted for the GOP tax overhaul, which means he helped kill the Affordable Care Act's mandate that every individual have health insurance. The tax bill ended penalties for those who don't get coverage. Many experts say that portion of the law was key because it was intended to ensure healthy people are part of the insurance risk pool, not just those with costly pre-existing conditions. Fitzpatrick has no regrets on voting to end the tax penalty.
The individual mandate was broken. I think 80% of the people that are paying that fine are in less than $50,000 a year, so clearly we need to address that. And I do believe in a mandate, by the way. I just think that mandate wasn't working.
Just as Fitzpatrick is looking to find Democrats to work with on salvaging parts of Obamacare, so is Central Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance.
The best health care reform will require bipartisan cooperation, and I did not vote for the Republican bill in this term, and I did not vote for Obamacare. Obamacare was passed on a purely partisan line vote, as was the Republican bill, and the way forward is through bipartisan cooperation.
Lance says the nation's sweeping health care system can't be fixed by one party alone, and he's doubtful his party can make any headway this year.
I hope that we can work in a bipartisan capacity. I do not know whether that's possible before the November election.
Those working to repeal Obamacare are still pushing legislation as well. South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur was a key ally to GOP leaders on that effort. He says he wants to help prop up the insurance marketplace as his party attempts to transition the nation off of Obamacare. He also wants to set up health associations that would allow businesses to band together to negotiate lower costs. But MacArthur says Democrats aren't serious negotiating partners.
The only solution I'm hearing out of the other side is European-style single-payer health care system. Socialized medicine is not the answer. The so-called Medicare for All will destroy Medicare for those who actually have it, seniors. So that is not the answer.
But New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone, who represents northern parts of the Jersey Shore, faults Republicans like MacArthur for failing to stand up to the president. Pallone says the administration is gutting Obamacare from within by making regulatory changes.
He just continues to sabotage it. He's doing everything possible to sabotage it and make it harder for people to get health insurance because the prices are going to go up.
The GOP spent the last few election cycles running against Obamacare. But this year, Democrats have regrouped and are running on Obamacare. So even while individual lawmakers have ideas for making coverage more affordable, election season seems to be standing in the way. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.